time very, very thick footwork to produce the arrangement, I didn't expect this. Then you write something for a down. It was just December last year. You get into the same thing for that. And the left box is that. So I got the room to say, thank you very much. History is probably entering into the temple room. It's in the common. It's just like in the old days. Together now to celebrate the day of our devotee of Krishna. For some of you, it's the Samasya, during the ancient Sampradaya or the Vaishnava tradition. It's very, very old and very deep. So you are seeing this at a very high day. Although I see myself at this moment prepared a little bit every day, prepared my driver every day, and also a representative of an ancient tradition. I live with the day to day session of this moment, and you live with the link to the Sampradaya. Very difficult, even those who have some understand how you go into the world, what is your perception, what is your decision, your ability, determination to be here. Then you will see the reality according. So how a human being can carry something so high is a very difficult point, and it's difficult point usually has to be explained by God himself. So I want to read to this day to you a few statements of Lord Krishna about Guru Prasad. It's in a lovely little setting, the statement of Lord Krishna. The setting is that he received his old school friend, Sudama Mitra, in his palace in Parahar. Lord Krishna knew Sudama Mitra from the time when they were together in the Gurukul, that is the school of the Sudama Mitra, learning spiritual practice. And he was so happy that after he had gone to Dwaraka, now he's been to Dwaraka, that he sees his old school friend, Sudama Mitra. They sit together, and as it is natural, they talk about their school days. When you meet an old classmate of yours, do you remember the teacher and what he did at school? And he talked about the school days. So, imagine the scene. There's Lord Krishna, the Lord of Dwaraka, who had extended himself into 16,108 forms, putting together the queen, and he receives an old school friend. He says, come, sit with me. So enthusiastic, he invites Sudama Mitra to sit with him on the same bed as you do when you meet friends who are very informal. Come, sit with me. And he said, no, your friend, sit with me. Remember the school days. He says, do you remember months and you went into the forest? Oh, yes, I remember the farm, isn't it? And the farm is yes. And then he said the story at the farm, forest, to bring firewood for the Yadya Sala, our spiritual master, that is when he was the farm, for the firewood. And a storm broke loose. And soon the whole forest was full of water. There were a few islands left. And on one of these islands we were spending the night. Did you lose your bundle of firewood? No, except for Guruji. I also did Then, Lord Krishna reminded Sudama how yesterday the master of the moon waited the whole night for the two boys to return. Then early in the morning he came with his entourage, the disciples, to pick up Lord Krishna and Sudama. And at that time, he was very sad. My dear boy, anyone who sacrifices his physical comfort for the service of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is very, very glorious. That's what is discipleship. Discipleship means to sacrifice sometimes our own worldviews and our comfort to do service, to offer service. And Krishna is really remembering the incident, how the spiritual master was satisfied with them. And then he begins to talk to Sudama in the present form. He talks about what it means for him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead if someone satisfies the spiritual master. different. You will get a first ministry, a different word. It's first word of master. That's the Father. And that's the Holy Spirit. Remember, you have a project. My first master is that thing. So they are children. And then you have other first word of master. The parents. And he will initiate them as a right form, Ravana, and engages them in religious duties. So in the more direct with the first master, because he initiated the first master. But the person bestows transmitted knowledge upon the members of all the spiritual orders of society is one ultimate spiritual master. Indeed, he is exhorted. He who delivers the spirit of knowledge, he is the spirit. Then he said, I, Krishna, not Krishna, the soul of all beings, am not as satisfied by ritual worship, primordial initiation, penitence of self-discipline, as I am by faithful service rendered to one spiritual master. Krishna, he said, I'm not so satisfied with you, with your worship, with initiation, dependence on self-discipline, but I'm very satisfied if someone satisfies me through my spiritual master, through the spiritual master. This is what I very much like. So you wish to read the text on your own, in the 10th canto, chapter 80, So, Lord Krishna and other birds have made it such that there are what we consider as representatives in this world, and if we approach the representative, then we approach them directly. And we, Lord Krishna wishes to be approached through this representative. Certainly, so that Krishna also hears the prayers of someone who goes directly to him, who does not have a spiritual master, or who does not intend to have a spiritual master, or who has a somewhat distant relationship to the spiritual master. Krishna will hear the prayers. But we are a personal religion. We believe very much in that. Krishna very much wishes to train us in devotional service so that we can approach him by going to another person. Krishna says in the Adi Purana, he will say, he's directly my devotee, not my devotee. But he will say, he's a devotee of my devotee. So therefore, we are thinking very deeply of a relationship, a working, vital relationship with our spiritual master on this day. I want to encourage you, very often the disciple projects a wrong picture into the relationship with the spiritual master. The projection which he has is, when I'm very good in my spiritual practices, then I'm very dear to my spiritual master. And then I'm not so super. Then the relationship is this is the projection of the disciples, not the vision of the spiritual master. But very often we live as conditioned souls in our projection and not in the reality. Therefore, we have troubles with our spiritual master when we have troubles in our spiritual life. But we should turn to him, even or especially in times of trouble, so he gets his help and understanding and encouragement. Very important. Mm.
Very moved.
Zaten böyle bir de anlayıp
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.